Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen all around the world, thank you for joining us on My Health, Your Health with Dr. Lena G. Clark, and also Dr. Michelle Gamble is going to be with us today. Your host is Kevin Vaughn. Can't wait to get started on this, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, just to let you know, I want you guys to put that number. You guys have been tweeting out all day. Going to be some awesome information tonight and topics. Tonight we're going to be talking about our black men and boys being killed around the nation and, of course, around the world, but we'll be focusing in on the United States. We'll be also talking about mental health as well and mental illness with the qualified doctors tonight. Hey, this is My Health, Your Health. The number, 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. We're also going to have a break and some questions on the other side for the mental health segment. We'll have some questions, comments, and calls and so forth as well as we move forward. But I want you guys to fax out, tweet out, email, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, the number 347-843-4559. In the background is Joe Sample. It happens every day, and things do happen every day, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to talk about a couple of them today on this network. Hey, we also want to let you know that we're praying for you. We're also too excited about you, what's going on in your life. We know it's not all positive, but we're going to be talking about solutions and how to handle life today. It is a lot going on, a lot of changes, and everybody deals with, you know, life differently. So we're going to deal with that today on the network. Well, without further ado, I want to bring in my awesome guest, Dr. Clark. You're on. Welcome to My Health, Your Health. How you doing, sis?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. And Dr. Michelle Gamble, I want to bring you in as well. How you doing, sis?
I am wonderfully blessed, as always. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much for your time and connection. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is My Health, Your Health with Dr. Lena Clark and Dr. Michelle Gamble with us tonight. Amen. All right. So what we want to do, Dr. Clark, if you don't mind, let's open up and get right into it. But I want people to know who you are. I want to give you a little bio on yourself, please, on who you are, what you're all about. Thank you.
Sure, absolutely. Well, my name is Dr. Lena G. Clark. I am the CEO of Miracle Mind Global, LLC. And Miracle Mind Global provides a plethora of information and services for individuals that are dealing with mental health issues. Our mission is to turn mental health into mental wealth. And so we do educate individuals about matters of the mind, and we go in depth as to how the mind functions. And we go and share the parts of the brain as well, because with everything, we want people to get understanding. Yes. Your brain is just a part, you know, just like any other part of your body. So, again, Miracle Mind Global goes depth into helping individuals understand why they think a certain way, why they're experiencing certain things, so that they can move forward,
yes.
you know, with their
yes.
daily activities.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Yeah, very, very important. As you know, we got the CPU, the control unit is our brain, ladies and gentlemen. And the doctors tonight are going to help us get there as well. Well, that's wonderful. Dr. Michelle Gamble, if you don't mind, give us an update and tell us who you are, please, as well. God bless you.
Hi, this is Dr. Hello. Michelle Gamble coming to you from Tallahassee, Florida. Woo-hoo. I am what we refer to as an integrative wellness mentor. I work specifically with persons who are challenged with various types of chronic illnesses, from diabetes, hypertension, to digestive disorders, autism, ADD, mental illness, things of that nature. What we do is work to empower the clients that we work with through an educational process of learning what are the root causal factors of their manifestation of dis-ease and helping them to pull together the tools that they need to be able to not only transform themselves, but also to transform the ones that they love and the ones that they serve.
Yes, thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, we're on My Health, Your Health with Dr. Lena G. Clark and also Dr. Michelle Gamble. And we're going to be talking about two topics tonight. One is our black men being killed, black boys and black men being killed in our nation, in the United States. And we're also going to talk about mental health on the second side, mental health and mental illness on the second side with the doctors. So we're so excited about that today to get into these topics. Well, one thing, ladies, we got to get started on. I'm going to read some information here real quickly, which is totally unacceptable. But and, of course, there's more headlines than just this tonight. Obviously, ladies, again, what the headlines right now, 81 black men and boys killed by police to date. This is based on some News One staff, and this was just recent data here. This is 81 black men and boys killed by police recently. And back in 2013, which I didn't know was this high, but a black man is killed in the U.S. every 28 hours by police. And that was put out in 2013. So I don't even want I guess I'm going to have to look it up to see what it is today. So we're going to be talking about this problem. But Doc, let's talk about this. What in the world is going on with these brains that think they can go around killing black men and black boys? What is going on, Dr. Clark? What's happening?
Well, you know, Dr. Michelle and I had this conversation earlier about the same topic, basically.
Yeah.
And Michelle, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Echo. I would love for you to chime in because your position and the information that you shared, is very vital.
Mm-hmm.
Very vital. And so, you know, we have to, in my area and what I see as the problem is that from our black men standpoint, we have to get them to a point of where they basically have to be reprogrammed when it comes to their mindset and helping them understand how powerful they are and rise up so that they won't have to continue to be put in those positions. And you know, that I'm very adamant about that. So that's my take on why things are happening. I really feel that our black men are walking in fear. And they've always been targeted, of course. They are the other race are they're intimidated by the black men. I'm just being real here. And until our black men realize again the power that they have within themselves, a lot of them don't realize they do. Because of what has happened over the 400 years, they really don't.
Yeah.
So they have to regain that power. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but what I'm concerned about though, Dr. Clark and everyone listening, is in fact, what are you fearing? I mean, what are you fearing in the first part of this is anyway with men? You know, I'm just gonna use me, right? I'm gonna use me. If I'm out and enjoying my life, and then all of a sudden you approach me, and then all of a sudden you want to do, you know, pull a gun on me for no reason. You know, haven't broken any rules, no crime, but all of a sudden, now you're fearful of what I may do, on what I haven't done. That just doesn't make any sense. Why individual would even think that way against another individual. We're talking about, forget the black and white thing. We're talking about just a human being. We're talking about a human being's life here, ladies and gentlemen. And they just can't assume something. They can't stereotype us men as well in any area. And even today, I feel some of that. Even walking around, you know, walking around the city, you can feel some of that, that they're putting you or putting me in the category of somebody else for whatever reason. That, you know, doesn't bother me too much, but it does bother me because they don't even know who I am. So we're really concerned about that, Dr. Clark and Dr. Gamble, on why people think they're lumping one person who's an individual into one thought process, you know, just unacceptable today. So your thoughts,
well,
Dr.
you
Campbell?
Know, again,
go ahead, Dr. Clark.
No. I just wanted to kind of, you know, chime back in regarding your comment you just made. You know, again, it goes to, like you said, I know when you say as far as just the black man and being human, why do they react that way? But again, you've got to remember who we are because of the target. It's been the target has been on the black man from day one. So, and that's it. Why?
Yeah.
Again, because of the power, the intimidation, the power that we hold, you go after something that's very valuable. And until we realize, okay, I must have something that they want because it will not continue if that were not the case.
Right.
So, you know, again, and it comes with rising up and fighting back. We were,
but you know,
our ancestors didn't go around doing that because of our race, our culture. We were taught to, you know, be humble and to do this. But at times, you have to rise up and you have to stand your ground when it comes to situations such as that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, one thing about that, too, as well, Dr. Gamble and Dr. Clark, is the fact that the laws, I'm talking about the laws that the system has, if you will. We're talking about the police system, the sheriff system, and all that, that has nothing to do with what they're supposed to be doing, though. That's not part of their training. That's not part of what they're supposed to be. They're supposed to be protecting people and making sure they're not getting it. And we have to talk about this. We'll talk about even black men that have a mental illness. You just don't shoot them, you know, because they're approaching you. Now, I understand, if you're in danger, don't get me wrong there. So you got to take... But you don't have to kill people, is my point. There's other ways of taking people down without shooting to kill, is my whole point about this whole thing.
That's true.
If I'm doing something wrong, why you have to shoot me dead, you know? I don't think that's the proper way to do that. And I agree with you about the power and all that stuff, but I'm talking about a human being's life. We got people that are fathers, sons, uncles, and so forth. And that's what we're talking about. It's a human life. We're trying to save the life and help that person first, especially in the mental illness side, but not to shoot dead and then figure out what happened afterward. Unacceptable. Dr. Gamble, your feedback? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Well, I think one of the things that we tend to have as an assumption is actually erroneous in the sense that when people engage in this type of behavior, they're not thinking. This type of behavior is fear-based. And when one is enveloped within the aura of fear, what we refer to within the mental sphere as the prefrontal cortex, that completely shuts down. One of the things that we are encouraged to consider is that we are living through a time that is unprecedented in history, where there is a global fog, an oppressive fog of fear and anxiety that has permeated this entire globe. And in moments such as this, everything goes offline. And subsequently, what we're seeing is that we're looking at a manifest a manifestation of the disease that mm-hmm. has always been there in the history of this country, but now it's being accentuated and it's mm-hmm. being promoted and accelerated because of this environment of fear, panic, and anxiety. So there are a lot of things to consider, and it's not simply a matter of looking at the awesome beauty and power of our Black men. Mm-hmm. There is the reality that people are thinking from a position of scarcity and fear for their lives. Now, whether or not that fear is warranted is completely irrelevant. Fear mm-hmm. is a perception, and this perception has so enveloped the masses in this country that now they're looking for a target. They're looking for something to unleash that fear and that anxiety upon. And we, as in the history of this nation, we are mm-hmm. the scapegoat, because we are the low-hanging fruit. We're the easiest receptacle for this fear and this outlash, because they mm-hmm. know from history that we're not going to do anything about it. They know that they can get away with this. Mm. And so it's like when you go out hunting, you shoot a deer
mm-hmm.
knowing that the deer and its mama right. and its papa yeah. and its uncle, mm-hmm. they're not going to do anything to you. All they're going to do right. is run.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have that delusion of safety.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what gives them the permission to act out this fear.
That
because
is amazing.
They don't go around shooting each other.
Right.
Because they know that there's a chance of retaliation.
Right. Just incredible. But that's very dangerous for a society, as you know, doctors. And that could be, you know, some people are going to get, you know, get fed up with that type of behavior, because they're the ones that have the training to protect. They have also the weapons, right, to protect as well. We're not going around, Black men are not going around looking for trouble, not going around looking for the police to engage with. You know, they're coming to us for different reasons. And that's what we're concerned about right here today. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is My Health, Your Health with Dr. Lena G. Clark and Dr. Michelle Campbell. We're talking about Black men and boys being killed in the USA. If you guys want to chime in too as well, if you hit *1 on your phone, *1 on your phone, we'll put you in queue, and we'll be glad to bring you in on this wonderful, not wonderful topic, but a topic that is very serious. A topic are Black men and Black boys being killed in the USA. Specifically, we're talking about by police and other law enforcement jurisdictions, if you will. So we're going to keep it moving here. But, Doc, so that's very, very deep. And the question is, again, this type of behavior is not part of their training, though. It's not part of their what they're supposed to be doing. I understand what you're saying about, you know, their fears, but I'm trying to think, they got all the keys to everything, and they're still fearful of an innocent or unaggressive Black man. Just incredible. And all we're trying to do is just live our lives, take care of families and work. And, you know, we got all kind of Black men that are being detained around the country. All they're doing is doing their job, taking care of their family, working hard, and doing what they need to do to make the society even better. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to chime in on this mm-hmm. topic, we're talking about our Black men and boys being killed by police and other law enforcement areas that are not justified in any way, and all about human life. Just hit *1 on your phone. *1 on your phone, put you in queue. Dr. Clark, Dr. Gamble, any more information on that?
Mm-hmm. Well, I do. I heard what you said, Dr. Vaughn, as far as that's what they're trying to do. And why are they targeting our Black men? But see, until we realize,
mm-hmm.
and the same question comes up over and over again, why?
Yeah.
And again, all we have to do is look at history.
Yeah.
You know, it's self-explanatory.
Can't forget
look
that.
At history.
Yeah, that's true.
And what are we going to do? How much
mm-hmm.
are you going to allow this to happen?
Right.
Yes, they're trained to
yeah.
do something. Again, it's all systematic. Yes,
mm-hmm.
they're trained. But a lot of people are trained. They're trained in their jobs, but they're trained
mm-hmm.
in corporate. But do they follow the rules? Until
right.
we as a people stand up and
yeah.
say, we're not going to tolerate this anymore.
Yeah,
we can
nation.
Sit here and we
yeah.
can have dialogue day after
yeah.
day as to why. But
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day, what is the solution? And the solution has to be fight back. When it comes to our black race, we fight against
yeah.
each other within the community.
Right.
And they know
right.
that. We'll turn
right.
the gun on each other before you turn the gun on the opposite person that's attacking you. Why?
Yeah.
Again, it goes back to
yeah.
the beginning because they were trained. So
yeah.
we have to train.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, reprogram the mindset of
mm-hmm.
our black men. That's just the way it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Dr. Gamble, thank you. Wow.
I think in addition to that, we have to retrain our entire community to understand the power dynamics of this world,
mm-hmm.
wherein only people with power are respected. It doesn't make a difference if you have a BB gun because he's got a cannon. And I don't want us to have this mistaken belief that we can ever, at this point in time, win a battle of arms. What
right.
the white man and what every population on this world respect
mm-hmm.
are people who have power and who have industry, who
mm-hmm.
have wealth. And when I say wealth, I'm not just talking about dollars and cents, because we as an African people in this nation are extremely
mm-hmm.
wealthy, but we
mm-hmm.
do not wield any kind of economic power because we do not have industry. We do not
yeah.
produce anything of any significance for him to respect,
mm-hmm.
for him to say, I want this.
Yeah.
An example of this is he has no more respect for the yellow man. He has no more respect for Asians than
mm-hmm.
he has for black men. But
mm-hmm.
he wants what the Asian man has.
Mm-hmm.
And because he wants what the Asian man has, he's willing to play nice and
mm-hmm.
not go bonkers. So
mm-hmm.
you won't see him beating down an Asian. You won't see him
right.
beating down a Jew.
Mm-hmm.
That won't happen because they have communities of power. They
yeah.
wield their power as
yeah.
a united front. They may disagree
yeah.
and squabble amongst themselves,
right,
but
right.
you come out as one front in many respects.
Yep.
They have industry. They produce technology. They produce all kinds of phenomenal contributions to
mm-hmm.
the world of the Europeans. And because of that, they gain a pass. When he
mm-hmm.
goes bonkers, he
mm-hmm.
knows to keep himself in check because he doesn't want to lose what
yeah.
they can offer him. So the question becomes, when are we going to get our acts together
mm-hmm.
and create the industry that he will covet? And it's not about dancing. It's not
mm-hmm.
about athletics, because at the end of the game, that's just entertainment for them.
Mm-hmm.
And so they could live or live without it.
Yeah,
but when
it
comes to vital things like
mm-hmm.
medicine, like
yeah.
technology, as I was saying before, where
mm-hmm.
is our industry? Even when we produce these things, we produce
yeah.
it for his company.
Right.
We have a wealth of raw materials on the African continent, and yet
mm-hmm.
we don't
mm-hmm.
have any significant production.
Mm-hmm.
None.
Yeah.
None that is respected. The quality
mm-hmm.
that comes out of Africa in terms of producing items
mm-hmm.
is lacking. And we have to be honest about that, because it
Good
can't
point.
Compete on the marketplace. Recently,
mm-hmm.
we had one African nation, Madagascar, that said, you know what? We have a cure for COVID.
Mm-hmm.
But do we have the industry to produce that? Do we have the industry to put the science behind it and the research behind it? No. So we get laughed at when we come out
right.
on the global scene and disrespected.
Yeah.
And this is just an extension of that
mm-hmm.
disrespect.
Yeah, good point, Doc. That's a very great, very good analysis of what's really going on behind the scenes. But again, as a black man myself, I am
concerned about the humanity of all of this. You know what I'm saying? You just don't go around taking out another human being for no reason, or just because you're scared or concerned about whatever is going on in your brain as well. So that's just the unacceptable part of that. People are not thinking about the impact of what they're doing. So when police kill a black man, a black boy, for no specific reason, not that there should be ever a reason, the goal is to protect life. And then if there's some problems with the law, you handle it through the system, but not to just to shoot on sight or shoot for your own reasons and understanding at that time. So this is what we're talking about, guys. Hey, this is the topic we're on tonight. For those joining us, is talking about our black men and boys being killed by law enforcement, black men and boys being killed by our police around the USA. Hey, I'm going to open up the lines, Doc, real quick, as well as we stay on this topic. And because we're on the World Wide Web, I'm going to mention only your last four digits. And this is My Health, Your Health with Dr. Lena G. Clark and also Dr. Michelle Gamble. Last four digits is 4359. Our topic is black men and boys being killed by police. The last four digits are 4359. You're live on the air with the docs. Thank you.
Good evening, Dr. Vaughn. Good evening, Dr. Clark. Good afternoon, and good evening, Dr. Gamble. How are you this evening?
Good evening.
Thank you as an invited guest to this phenomenal show. It's a show that should be broadcasted and played continuously. And I'm coming from the premise of, Dr. Vaughn, you had said it's disheartening because this is a human issue. It's not just a black and white issue. It's not just a law enforcement and a civilian issue. It's a human person.
Yeah.
All lives matter.
Yes.
And as you said, and I agree with, as a former law enforcement person, it pains me because I uphold to protect and serve my community.
Mm-hmm.
And also as a mother of a black of a black young man.
Yes.
And I have to premise him each day, even though he's a grown man, to say, be careful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it starts with, if you want something to change, you can't do it by rioting. That does not work. You need to go to the head in an educated, conscious decision. Yes, you have every right to be angry. We have every right to display to being angry. But the anger must be civil. Because the more unrest that we have, they're not going to hear. They're just going to turn a deaf ear and say, they act like animals. Okay?
Yeah.
I came from New York. And unfortunately, this is something that is day by day. You know, it's just not reported often. And we have to go as people, as that mother, as that father, as that uncle, as that aunt, as a concerned human being. We go to the Senate office. Go to your town hall meeting. Raise your voice there. Having a riot in the street as they're having in Minneapolis, where this occurred, unfortunately, you're not honoring the man who was killed, and you're taking it out on the wrong police officers. They have families just as well.
Yeah. Yep.
We're not valuing life.
Right. That's it. That's exactly what we're talking about, caller, right there, is that we got to, as a society, having heard the United States, some talk about the United States government, even say something about just overall what is going on in our nation. So it's important that a nation should say, hey, this is not what we're about as the United States. The United States is not united right now, ladies and gentlemen. And from a black man's perspective, it's not united. We can't even protect our own people in some cases. So this is what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, is that we're talking about human life and specifically black men and black boys. And I saw, I think I put a sign out back in the civil rights movement. Black man had signs that I'm a man. That's the first thing. Black man is a man. The black boy is a boy. They are human beings, ladies and gentlemen. There's nothing I know about the history and all of that. I understand the mindset, but at the end of the day, a black man is still a black human being, and he has the rights like everybody else. Now, do we get the rights all the time? I understand we don't, but the point is, We got to do something about where people think they can shoot or kill someone just because they're threatened by their own insecurities, their own issues that they have, but they're not even following their own system. That's a dangerous person. And when that comes up, that person needs to be removed from the system in order to prevent future black men and black boys being killed. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is My Health, Your Health with Dr. Lena Clark and Dr. Michelle Campbell. We're talking about our black men and boys being killed by police. You know, Doc, I wanted to hear your point. If you would talk to our young, talk to our parents, if you will, what we would say to our young men today. And Dr. Campbell, you as well, after Dr. Clark, what would you say to our young men today and also the families of young men today from your perspective, please?
Young men, or in general, are we specific,
yes.
I'm sorry, specifically saying
yes.
A black man. Young black men.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Because there is a difference. I mean, I know we
yes.
are concerned about all men, but
yes.
the target is on the young
yes.
black
yes.
men,
yes.
As, young,
black
you know,
men.
As well as the older. Right.
Yes.
You know, what I would say is, you know, along with what's going on, we know there is a paradigm shift that's happening
mm-hmm.
globally.
Mm-hmm.
We
mm-hmm.
also have to keep that in mind. That's a part
yeah.
of what's going on.
Right.
And everyone is, unfortunately, is not going to make it. And it's a spiritual battle that we are up against. We cannot lose sight of that, especially when it comes to parents. We
mm-hmm.
have to keep our young men covered, our young boys, your sons, your husbands, whatever relationship the male is to you. We have to keep them spiritually covered because the
mm-hmm.
enemy is on a rampage right now. He's doing his job, but are we
yeah.
going to do ours?
Yeah. Absolutely. I love it.
And,
Dr. Gamble?
And that is mm-hmm. and
mm-hmm.
so that's
so,
very important
mm-hmm.
right now. We've got to go to battle.
Yes.
It's a spiritual battle. We cannot, you know, we can
yes.
no longer remain asleep.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Dr. Gamble?
To piggyback off of what Dr. Clark has shared,
mm-hmm.
this is first and foremost a spiritual battle. And as
yes,
I spoke with her earlier today, I said every spiritual battle is really a challenge for us to remember who we are,
mm-hmm.
to remember that we are divine beings. And when we allow ourselves to step into that reality, it causes us to take on an identity of
mm-hmm.
being a person of power. And with power comes responsibility and
mm-hmm.
comes the need to stop making excuses.
Mm-hmm.
This is the time for us to stop making excuses and to get about the business that needs to be done. As an
uh-huh.
educator for over 25 years, what I have always told my children in the classroom, and particularly the black men in my, black boys in my
mm-hmm.
classroom,
mm-hmm.
I told them, I'm going to be your worst nightmare. I'm going
mm-hmm.
to be tough on you here, so that you develop the muscle and the fortitude to be able to withstand what the world has to give you. Because trust me when I say that those out there are ready to wipe you out
mm-hmm.
at the blink of an eye. And we have lived for a couple of decades now with this illusion that, you know, we get a couple of dollars, you know, we get to have these little stupid shows on TV, we make a little rap video, whatever it is. And we think we've arrived. Nothing
mm-hmm.
can be further from the truth. And as Dr. Clark has said, there's going to be a significant, not going to be, there has been a significant paradigm shift. And we
mm-hmm.
have to prepare our children for the reality that they have to be about building themselves, their communities, and the greater diaspora. The earlier we get them to recognize that and to tighten up and to whip out those muscles and say, get her done, like we say down here in the South, and to
mm-hmm.
stop wussy and crying, oh, he hit me, oh. Well, what did you expect after 400 years? Do you think all of a sudden he's going to see you as a human being? Let's get
yeah.
real.
Yeah.
Let's get real. Why do you expect anything different? What you need to do is understand the game and learn
mm-hmm.
how to be better a player at the game. So But
yes,
these excuses have to stop because he has gotten to the point where he is scared out of his life about his very existence going forward. Many people don't realize this. Their population is in the negative.
Yes.
So psychologically, they have this understanding that their days are numbered. And when people have the understanding that their days are numbered, they're willing to do all kinds of crazy stuff, and they're willing to take everybody out with them. So the question is, are we going to allow him to take us out with him, or are we going to rise up to the challenge and become the powerhouse that we were created to be?
Absolutely. And I would like to power, speaking of the power that you just mentioned, Doctor, I want to piggyback off of that. You know, we as a people, you mentioned what can we do when it comes to our younger generation. As parents, as adults, we have to take responsibility and accountability for what we're allowing our kids to do, our adults, millennials, or whatever you want to call them. They're constantly the distraction. Social media is a major distraction.
Yes.
You know, I'm not against entertainment. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
I'm not here to judge or condemn any of that, but I'm speaking the truth. As you stated, the ones with the power and the money, they know what attracts the black people. They know what will keep you in the dark while they're planning. So instead of the black race out there dancing, booty shaking, or whatever you want to call it, get in the boardroom and start building.
Absolutely.
Turn the table around. Because if you have that much energy and you're that smart to create videos and everything else, and you have the creativity to create a business, these industries, what was taken can be rebuilt. We built America.
Yeah.
Our black people built America. So why can't you build again?
Absolutely.
And that's part where it starts, again, coming as an educator, where it starts is the classroom. Get into the classroom or create your own classrooms. I homeschooled my children for several years because I was not willing to put their brains in someone else's hands. And I realized that everyone does not have the blessing that I had in order to do that. At the same time, you have the ability to be in the classroom, to be at the board meetings, to be at the PTA meetings, to be up and down those hallways. All of the time I hear black parents complaining about what is happening in the white schools and how the white schools get this, the white schools get that. And I tell them, I don't want to hear it. Because when we have parent-teacher evening, it is like you can see a bramble bush rolling through the hallways. It is so quiet. The only parents you see are the parents of the children that are the A-plus students for the most part. And there is no one else to put that on. And don't tell me any nonsense about, oh, well, I don't understand the new math, whatever. We come from generations of moms and dads and grandmas and grandparents who didn't even know how to read. But they made sure that Johnny was in that classroom and that he was performing optimally. And they didn't make excuses based on their poverty. Never did they make excuses based on that. In fact, that was a motivation to be more excellent. I remember when I came back to this country and went into the schools, my father told me, I don't want to hear a word about racism. Don't tell me about a teacher who's being racist. I could give a damn. He said, you go in there and you outperform everybody in that classroom. There are no excuses because your only job in this house is to bring home the grade. And that is what we need to be telling our children, that there are no excuses. Don't tell me about sports. Don't tell me about jumping around and shaking your booty. You go
that's
out
right.
there and get the education because that's the only thing that he can't take away from you.
That's
Everything else is, hey, Uncle Sam
that's
can
right.
come in a heartbeat and take away your house, take away your car, take away all kinds of things. But you can't take away that which is in your head.
Absolutely. And as you know, doctors, that's the very thing they kept from us is to learn and to read and to be a part of the society just like they did. So we know there's been a lot of businesses shut down, Black Wall Street shut down over the nations. A lot of things that we did on our own were they changed the laws, they got in position to change the laws and made us look like criminals trying to build our own system. So it's amazing what you're saying is right on the money. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is My Health, Your Health with Dr. Lena Clark tonight and also Dr. Michelle Gamble. We're talking about a topic that is unacceptable as far as I'm concerned and everybody listening probably, black men and boys being killed by law enforcement where they're supposed to be protecting our folks. What I do want to say before we move to our next segment, which is going to be mental illness, mental health, with the doctors tonight, is that talking to our black men and black boys, several things I want you to do. One is pay attention. You have to pay attention to what's going on, as Dr. Gamble, Dr. Clark has talked about. Pay attention to what's going on in your society, if you will. I want you to be strong. Know who you are. Also, too, be not afraid. Mm-hmm. Don't be afraid. Just understand what's going on, right? Also, too, we want mm-hmm. you to stay away from the appearance of evil. I want you to stay strong, but stay away from the appearance of evil. Don't give them a reason to come after you, you know, in certain situations. So that's another area. Also, too, you got to get good on determining and understanding distractions. Don't get distracted from who you really are. Find that out. And you do that through your mindset. You do that through reading. You do that through learning. And getting mentors and people that can help you move forward, ladies and gentlemen. So we're excited about that. So we want to encourage our black men to talk to your young men. Talk to your uncles and aunts and family members as well. But specifically, I want our dads to talk to their young, their sons, their nephews, about what's going on, their grandsons, about what's really going on, so they can be strong and understand what's going on so they can make a better future for themselves. In Jesus' name. So we're excited about that. Amen.
Yeah.
Well, I took.
Amen.
Any final thoughts, Dr. Clark, before we move to our next segment? Yeah.
Yes, I want to add to that. You know, you mentioned our fathers talking to our son. There are some households that are fatherless. So we don't want to leave that out. There are a lot of mothers that
are
raising sons.
That's right.
And they are fearful.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, they interviewed the sister of George, the young man that was killed, and she states that she has three sons, and she's literally afraid. So how do we help our young black mothers that are single?
Yeah.
Not necessarily young. You have grandmothers as well that are raising
mm-hmm.
children.
Yeah, good point. Good point. Yes, thank you so much for
that. So, you know, absolutely. So I'm just adamant about, again, our black people need to wake up. I don't care who hears this. The truth is the truth. You cannot move
in
a lie. You cannot continue to walk in a lie. Stop hating each other. Stop killing each other. Stop backbiting each other. It's time to go to your brother and sister and say, what can I do to help you? You wait until someone is slaughtered, and then you want to raise hell. It's time out for that. Why do you have to wait until you see one of your black brothers and sisters killed like that, until you want to voice your opinion? And they know that. There's a plan that they have. Stop falling for the bait.
Yep.
Stop falling for the okey-doke, as some of them say.
Yep.
Stop staying in front of the social media. That is one of their plans, is to bring down the black race, because they know what we like. What clubs did they open after the pandemic, clubs, everything they know black like, the salon.
Yep. Yep.
And there were lines.
Yep. Absolutely.
We
That's powerful, Doc.
For it. You walk around in fear with a mask, and you can see the mask. All you can see are your eyes. If you want to know the truth about that, I can send you to Dr. Boutel, who can tell you about the truth behind the mask and other things. I'm sorry, Dr. Buttar, B-U-T-A-R. There's a lot of information that our black people need to start learning. Knowledge is power. You cannot gain knowledge walking around with your cell phone in your hand. You can't do it. You cannot gain knowledge hanging out at the club. You can't do it. And then when your loved one is gone, then you want to be on the camera crying and screaming. Stop
it. Yeah. Absolutely. Thank you so much, Dr. Clark, for that. Yeah, it's powerful. And Dr. Gamble,
yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if I may, I'd like to give a special shout out to those men in our community that are stepping forward. I know as a single mother, I have met beautiful Black men that have stepped into my family structure and allowed my children to have proper male role models. So when you ask, what can we do? Because there are countless families out there that are only with a household head of a female, of a mother.
Amen.
You do not have to have any kind of biological ties to a child. When children step into my classroom, I said, you are all my children, regardless of whether or not you came from my womb. And that is an African concept, that we are a village. We are a community where we claim all of the children as our own. So if you see a child is out there and is in need, please, if at all possible, give support to that mother. Give support to that grandmother. Give support to that auntie. And help to create more of a balance between the masculine and the feminine, and create a role model for our Black men who are desperately in need of superheroes. You are
absolutely.
This is not waiting for Superman to fly in. This is not Wakanda, and we're waiting for some dude to leap in some Black Panther suit. You are the superheroes in the lives of people.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Gamble, for that. And with that said, I want to make sure, Dr. Clark, for those who are interested in your services and also resources, and also Dr. Gamble, you as well, please give that contact information. Dr. Clark, you first, and Dr. Gamble, give your resources and services and people, you know, how to get in touch with you. Thank you.
Sure. And I know we really kind of went over a little bit there, but I had to tell our people what they needed to hear. And also the mental health, if I could say right quick, because I know you were going to go into that area. That is a part of what a lot of our sisters are going through. They're depressed because they have a heavy weight on them, and they've had it for so long. But all they know to do is to mask. All they know to do is to look beautiful for themselves, because that is what makes them feel good, that they are in pain on the inside.
Yes.
Men go through it as well, but it's time to talk. That's what these platforms are about.
Yes.
So
you
won't fall into depression, and then you won't fall into having suicidal thoughts, because a lot of that's going on because they're overwhelmed, and it trickles down to the children. So we have got to start helping one another, such as what Dr. Campbell just said. We've got to start reaching out to our loved ones, our neighbors. If you know someone is going through, pick up the phone. Talk to them, do something, reach out, because we need each other.
That's right. That's exactly right.
And I want me. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Dr. Clark.
No, I was just going to give the information that how people can reach me. My website is www.lenagclark.com. There's also an 800 number that's 1-883-8-MY-MIND. And I will go over that again. That's 1-833-8-MYMIND. And the email is miraclemindglobal@gmail.com or lena@lenagclark.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Dr. Clark. Dr. Gamble?
People can reach me in a variety of ways. You can either call 850-725-8322. Once again, 850-725-8322. Or you can reach us through our website, www.sankofahealing.com. That is Sankofa, S as in Sam, A, N as in Nancy, K O, F as in Frank A, sankofahealing.com. Or you can view a lot of educational videos on our YouTube channel, Sankofa Healing Enrichment. And you can also reach us on a variety of our Facebook platforms, as well as Instagram and Twitter.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Dr. Gamble. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to My Health, Your Health with Dr. Lena Clark and Dr. Michelle Gamble and your host, Kevin Vaughn. We have been talking about Black men and boys being killed by law officers in our nation today. Unacceptable. And we've got to get that resolved. And also, I wanted to mention too is that we want to also have conversation, as Dr. Clark and Dr. Campbell talk about,
You've got to have conversation, ladies and gentlemen. You need to ask people, how are you really doing? Don't just have passive a conversation. Ask them how they're doing, really, you know, people that you know, of course. And then also, to be true to them and also have confidentiality as well on top of that. But also, to Dr. Gamble and, of course, Dr. Clark can help you professionally. I am not a doctor in that area, guys. I'm a doctor of technology. So Dr. Gamble and Dr. Clark are qualified to help you specifically in that area. So I want you guys to reach out to them as needed. And if you need to get in touch with them, you can give me a call at 404-401-0233. I'll make sure they get that information, 404-401-0233. Well, Doc, we're going to switch our topic real quickly here and go to another area. And I'm going to ask, starting off, what's the difference between mental illness and mental health? And then we'll kick it off that way. Is there a difference? I got both of them on my flyer here, but is there a difference between mental health and mental illness? Dr. Clark, help us out a little bit.
Dr. Gamble, you want to go ahead and take that one?
Oh, sure. Thank you. I love that question because that is actually the foundation of everything that I do. What I tell people is that, unfortunately, in our quote-unquote healthcare system, people tend to focus on disease rather than focusing on the person. So when we talk about mental illness, there is this focus on a disease label. And that's nice for, you know, getting out my little label maker and being able to make a little sticker and smacking a little sticker on something. But that really does absolutely nothing for helping a person to really make strides in the healing process. Instead, now you're going to see more and more we're evolving to utilizing the framework of saying we're focusing on mental health and well-being. Subsequently, we're focusing on the person. We're focusing on the whole being, body, mind, heart, and soul, and how it manifests in the area of our mental functioning. This also incorporates looking at the physiology of the brain, as well as the thought patterns of what goes through the mind, what we may perseverate on, things that may be either depleting or renewing. It also goes into looking at the spiritual context of what is your belief system. How do you see yourself in relationship to others in the world, to your spiritual creator, and to yourself? And then not last but not least, it also brings to the forefront, how do your emotions influence your overall mental functioning? So when we look at health, health reflects wholeness, and wholeness is what is most beneficial in terms of helping our community to move forward in their journey of healing.
I love it. That's great. Thank you so much, Dr. Gamble. You know, one area, what I'm going to do now, I'm going to go through some questions because we did post some questions on the internet, and I'm going to go right down them because of time here and let the doctors ask these, answer these questions. You know, one thing I wanted to hear, doctors, is in general, we're not going to go too deep in this tonight, of course, but what is the imbalance problem in the brain? I mean, is there imbalance in the brain? Something chemically, or what's going on with our brains in battle when we talk about mental illness? Is there something not clicking or not connecting, or what's a general area for that?
Well, you're opening up a whole Pandora's box there.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah, because you're trying to understand what's going on. That's a lot. Yeah, I'm sure it is. Yeah, I know it's pretty deep.
A lot could be going on.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
And the reason why I mention that, because how do you get assessed? I mean, you know, when you assess a patient or a person that says, hey, I need some help, you have to assess them somehow to see where they're at. And I don't believe in just, you know, giving people medication. Now, don't get me wrong. I know medication works with the proper administration and so forth. But somehow they got to be assessed to see, okay, what's going on? But how do you test for that? I mean, how do you test to see what I need? I'll use me as an example. If I need help and I got an anxiety or a mental area, how do I know how to fix it? Who do I go to fix it? You know, how do I understand it even, you know? So is that something
you bring up the most critical question that most people overlook. And the reason why I say that is because, unfortunately, when it comes to mental illness, the people who are traditionally ascribed to the process of diagnosing, treating, et cetera, they are the only profession where they are able to prescribe medication without doing any real assessment on the brain.
Wow, really?
So, and it's more ludicrous in the sense that, again, coming from an educator of 25 years, they ask teachers to step into this whole realm. So it was not uncommon for me to get little checklists from various psychologists, psychiatrists, that they wanted us to complete as teachers so that they can slap a label of ADD, ADHD, OCD, whatever the alphabet soup is, and slap that onto our child, and then be able to prescribe mind-altering drugs based on the checklist. Now, the danger in that is, number one, most teachers are not professional to be able to discern those types of things. But most importantly, that is what I refer to as a subjective assessment. And yes, there is a place for subjective assessments, and they have to be taken into account. And at the same time, it is imperative that we look into the realm of doing objective assessments. One of the main themes that I impress upon our parents and actually anyone is before you any kind of medication, lab test, not best guess.
Right.
Because they are rushing with your brain.
And that's what most people don't realize is that when you say assessment, you think that it is definitely a diagnosis. No, they're asking questions. And if you're not stable, how are you able to answer the questions correctly? So, you know, like Dr. Gimbel just stated, that is not a complete assessment.
Right. That's right. And I know it takes time. Yeah, I know it takes time to assess. You know, it takes time. It takes money, obviously. You know, people don't have insurance. They're not going to get the same level of care, you know, in my opinion, that they would normally if somebody said, okay, I no, money's not an issue. Help me out here, you know.
You know,
but
ironically,
that's why you have to go. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So ironically, again, we have to take a much bigger perspective because what I tell people again is, you know, pay me now or pay the hospital or somebody else. Because the reality is that when you play this game of Russian roulette with them having the guessing game with you, you end up going through all kinds of trials and tribulations, losing your job possibly, or the ins and outs of having to take time off from work, sometimes ending up in jail, losing your family, losing your business, losing all kinds of things that cost you a significant more amount of money when you really think about it. And what I had to come to realize was that, you know what? I could take out credit cards to get myself a Gucci pair of shoes, right? But instead of doing that, I will take out another line of credit to get the right assessments done for my child. And that's what I had to do just recently in December.
Right.
I said, I don't care what I have to do. I am not going to allow them to play Russian roulette with my son's brain. Because it is not okay, and I'm not willing to pay that price, which
that's
is his sanity for the rest of his life.
Amen.
I'm not willing
to
pay that price.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if it meant shelling out a couple of thousand of dollars, that's nothing, absolutely nothing in comparison to his health and well-being so that he can continue to live life in an independent manner and with his full mental functioning.
Amen. I like it. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, My Health, Your Health with Dr. Lena Clark and Dr. Michelle Gamble, we're on the subject tonight on mental illness, mental health, and we're going to open up the lines because I know we got some great people out there listening to you both tonight, and because we're on the World Wide Web, I'm going to mention only your last four digits of your number, and if you have a question or comment about mental illness or mental health for the doctors, please stay so. Our caller doctors are 3006, you're on the line with the docs.
Well, good evening, doctors. My name's Faye, and
good evening.
My name's Faye, and I have been listening to your comments earlier before switching over to the mental illness part of it. And I was really glad to hear the first part of the half-hour segment on what's going on in our United States of America. That's been going on for a really long time with the incident that happened last evening with the young man that was murdered on national TV by the police officer. I just wanted to just make a statement. I host a talk show that comes on each Saturday, and I'll be on this Saturday for the first Saturday, and it's called First Boot Talk Radio, Ashe Ministry, and we are LLC. And for the sake of time, I'd like to say to Dr. Clark and to each of the doctors, and if you'd like to join us on this Saturday, I'd love to have you come on as we're going to be discussing this further in our discussion circle at First Boot. For the sake of time, I'd just like to simply say my topic will be pretty much about where do we go from here and moving forward here. And, you know, is there really equal justice for all of us? And I'd like to talk more about that as part of our discussion circle. Also, on that note, I was listening. I am a retired educator, 33 years in the school system, teaching elementary education as well as adult education and tutoring. And I just recently retired. I heard as the part for the mental illness part, and I heard the doctor say that they actually put it in the hands of the teachers to make these critical diagnoses on our children. I have been put in that position. I did not feel comfortable in that position. However, I was very thankful at the end of the day that I was blessed enough to be in that position, because I had a chance to sit back and watch how they make their observations and start tracking our children in elementary. And when I say our children, I'm specifically talking about our children of color and children that they already want to project outwardly for the next 20 years of their lives that they will end up in the system of the criminal system, prison. So what they do, and what I had a chance, when I say I was blessed to be part of that, as I started to recognize it as an early teacher, and I hope to speak to educators and those that are going into teaching, psychologists, start looking at how our children are being diagnosed. And I heard the doctor say about the first thing, the first step is to take that little Johnny or little Sarah and see that there is what they call a issue, because they can't be still according to their standards. Well, all children aren't going to sit still, but do we label those children and then start to diagnose that they need medication? Normally, they are our children. So I had a chance to be on both ends. I would quickly say to the parent that you need to just, you know, don't put your child on medication. Don't set them up in the system so that they will be tagged right through elementary and middle. If they make it out of middle school, usually they drop out or get frustrated, and now they're into the system just as they projected they would be. However, I do believe that because of we're dealing with so much over the last 200 or 300 years of how we came into this place of the United States of these Americas, and we are systematically conditioned. So now to break 300 years of training in mental abuse and brutality and racism, now we have to start with our children today. We have to reach back for those that are already into the mindset of the teaching and in the systematic way of looking at things for us people. And now we are to now, I say, how do we move forward? We have to work with the young children and the parents. And the thing about that is being on the other side of that as an educator, the parents that they tag these children, our children, the parents are also in the systematic thinking mindset that if I put my child on this medication, I can put them on a 501 plan or 504 plan or whatever these plans are that they used to call them when I was there. But this plan is not good to make accommodations for your child, so don't buy into that. It's to set them up to be ready for the system to go into the prison system or special ed, and then they give them a check. So the parents are brainwashed to say, oh, I can get a check for my child. I can say so much on this, but for the sake of time, I'd like to invite you all to come back and share on First Fruits on this Saturday at 10 o'clock a.m. if you are available. I can leave my number with Dr. Clark has my information. She knows how to reach me. And I, again, would love for you to be part of the discussion circle on this Saturday or any Saturday if you're not available this Saturday. I'm going to stop right there. I just wanted to say I'm enjoying the conversation. Great. We need more of this. We need to start talking more and doing more. And moving forward, I just like to leave this thought. Right now, I believe we need to continue the efforts to teach our people about making sure you're present at your local citizen hall meetings. Go and look at your city officials. Go look at your police staff. Go to the town meetings. Go in and make yourself present so that you know what's happening in your local community, in your town. And then it starts to grow abroad. So as long as we don't show a presence there at City Hall or your council meetings, the same thing keeps happening. Even if you just go there to sit there and make your presence known and do it as a large group of people. With that thought, I'm going to say thank you, and I enjoyed the conversation, and I hope we can talk again.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Shay, for that. And also, we look forward to supporting you in the future as well. Thank you so much for your time on that. Any comments, doctors, on that?
I do want to, before I know we are running over with your schedule.
Yeah, no
Mr.
problem.
Vaughn,
we'll keep,
but I
yeah,
want,
we'll keep it moving. It's about 20 minutes.
Okay. All right, awesome. But I want to make sure that we let the listeners know about, you know, the joining forces here, because Dr. Yamel and I have done that with what we both do when it comes to mental health. But, you know, of course, we're on different pages there, but we come together and to make sure that people get what they need. So we want to make sure that people have a POA, a plan of action, and that is part of what the collaboration is for. Miracle Mind Global has, you know, several classes that we offer outside of the mindset coaching that I do as well. So as part of, you know, reprogramming the brain and how you can get a start, because it's a process, and how you can start doing that. So, again, I want to make sure that the listeners and viewers know that if that's something that they want and they're interested in and looking into, and or something that they need to do, we want to make sure that they have that information.
Amen. I love it. Dr. Campbell, you have any comments there from the caller?
The same thing in terms of emphasizing what Dr. Clark is saying, which is that health and healing is a journey. You know? And what I continuously share with people is that health is really about having resilience, having the ability to prepare for, respond to, and recover from mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual challenges. All too often, we think of it as being a destination, and we say, oh, I did this, it's over, it's done. But that's the furthest thing from the truth. And what both Dr. Clark and I are emphasizing here is that we need to become empowered so that we can create that resilience, because and you can probably chime in with me, Dr. Vaughn, there is a lot that's coming down the turnpike.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And those who are not prepared are not going to make it to the other side.
That's right.
That's
so
right.
Please, if you are within the span of my voice, please reach out to any of us. And I know that Dr. Vaughn and Dr. Clark are probably the same, where we have a variety of educational programs, many of them that are free to the community. And some of them, if you want to make that investment in yourself and in your children, there are various different paid programs. But at the very least, get into our newsletters, into our chain, so that you can get our videos, so that you can get the information that we're putting out there, because you're not going to see this on the general media.
Nope.
They're not going to tell you.
Nope.
They have no interest in you being empowered. So let's get this
real. Right.
Because people keep on asking me, why don't I see it on the news?
Right.
Why do you think you don't see it on the news?
Yeah.
I mean,
exactly.
let's be completely transparent and let's stop playing this game of fairy tale. Okay?
Yep.
Let's recognize that this is war.
Absolutely.
And when you start war, you don't tell the other side what the secrets are.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
You don't give them the secret sauce.
That's right.
That's what we are here to do for our community. We're here to give you the secret sauce.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yep.
And that's it.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for that, Doc. That's powerful.
Right.
That's right on the money. Right on there. We're going to matter of fact, see, we could easily talk 3 hours about this. You know that easy on this subject.
I know.
I'm going to give you the next. I'm going to give you the next question that I put out there for our network. This is another brother another brilliant brother that sent in a question for both of you. He says, Kevin, my conversation with leaders around the country. A recurring theme is the trauma from COVID-19 on communities of color, and what are the coping mechanism tools we should be utilizing to help us. Can you give us some comment, Docs, about what we need to be doing in this particular area?
Mm-hmm. You
want to
take that first, Dr. Clark?
Sure. You know, again, it goes back to what we both just stated. It's all a part of the plan, the brainwashing.
Yeah.
And if we don't start opening up our mind to the truth, they're going to get left behind. That's the bottom line. That is their plan.
Yeah.
The fear has taken over pretty much with people. So what I tell people is to stay in tune with positive people that can help you. Depends on your situation because they're different levels. You know, the person that posed the question, we don't know if he is diagnosed with something or not, or if he is fearful, we just don't know. But in general, remain around someone that's positive, someone that can help you in that situation, reaching out to a therapist, reaching out to a counselor, someone that can help you on a daily basis, positive affirmations. But if you listen to the news and what's going on, the fear is going to continue to fester, and it's going to get worse. It's going to get deeper because the information is not correct. The numbers are not correct. And so, again, it's all a part of the brainwashing. That's part of the plan. It's to pretty much control the mind of the people. And this is a topic that, no, you're not going to hear them talk about because they don't want you to understand what's going on in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you're going to be able to do what they say do. I mean, go against what they want you to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
So just remain positive and reach out to the information that we're going to provide. And that's what I would suggest.
Amen. And let me, Dr. Campbell, before you come on, I want to read this real quickly to everybody because this is so powerful. This is what the Word of God says, ladies and gentlemen, about my people perish for a lack of knowledge. This is it. This is part of it. Anyway, the King James translation in the passage as my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. The original Hebrew word for the passage is dama, which means to cut off, cease, perish, bring to silence, liken, destroy, undone, utterly cut down. That's exactly what is happening today. lack of knowledge. So the goal, young men and all black men on the planet, is to get knowledge. You must pay attention. You've got to pay attention. You got to hang around people, be around people that understand, that are well-read. They have degrees. They got certifications. They got 5, 6 PhDs, whatever it is, but they are qualified to be able to assess our situation, if you will, around the country and around the globe. But the lack of knowledge, you've got to learn. If I can tell anybody anything tonight, doctors, specifically the men, you've got to read. You've got to pay attention. You got to continue to soak up knowledge that's going to help you survive and be stronger than you already are in these areas. Dr. Gamble has got to put that in there. But
definitely. And I want to further emphasize the importance of what Dr. Clark has shared, which is to be connected to a community.
Yeah.
And
as
like you said, Dr. Vaughn, to a community with people who are in the know. Because unlike most people, and I can't speak for the two of you, I spend significant amount of my day doing research.
Yeah.
I mean, it's sometimes it just drives me crazy and I'm drained from this darn computer. But I do this research because I know that I'm able to filter through things because of my background at a speed, and I have the blessing to have the time to do it that other people don't have.
That's right.
The amount of research that you guys have done and I have done, the amount of hours of training, it's a lot. So you need to be connected and in communities with people that have this background that can help you to discern the crap from reality. Because there is a lot of stuff out there that have nothing to do with truth. And this brings me to my second point, which is, as it says in the Bible, the wages of sin are death.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say sin, what I'm referring to is simply ignoring nature's supremacy. As you were saying, Dr. Bond, we have to have knowledge. And the most important knowledge is self-knowledge. What I tell people is, I don't know the ins and outs, every in and out of the coronavirus. None of us do. But I tell you one thing I do know. I know that God has created us with a phenomenal body that can do extraordinary things if we abide by what we know to be true. What we know to be true is that Mickey D's and Burger King and Ho-Ho's and Ding Dong's do not create a strong immune system.
Yeah.
What we know is that sitting in your house isolated without having any loving contact with others in your community and in your church does not create a healthy immune system.
Right.
So you don't have to have a PhD like the rest of us to know that. In your spirit, you know this. And that's the danger that I'm sharing with people today, that the coronavirus is not what's killing us. What's killing us is this pervasive sense of fear and victimization and powerlessness. And this is a mind game and it's spiritual warfare. That is why they are not allowing people to go to church. Why is it that you can go to Walmart and hang out with folks, but you can't go to church? Tell me what's the difference.
Oh, yeah, they didn't shut down them pool halls. They didn't shut down them beaches.
Yeah. The difference is that they know that if you are allowed to come together in spirit, they would have hell on their hands because y'all will start talking and say, you know, this doesn't make sense to me, bro. Nah, sis, I don't think this makes sense to me either. But when they separate us, they know they got us under wraps. Because now you're afraid to talk to Susie in the choir. Man, you can't even look her in the eyes. You walk in the streets and people have their heads down.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
It is amazing.
What I'm here to share with you is that what is killing us are underlying eases that we are totally in control of. The reason why the coronavirus has had more of an impact in the African American community is because mm-hmm. we have more health risks than everybody else. Let's just be for real. We have more incidences of diabetes, mm-hmm. of obesity,
yeah.
hypertension,
yeah.
cardiovascular disease,
yeah.
and
mm-hmm.
those are the major risk factors for the coronavirus. And instead
mm-hmm.
of us saying, man, I got to clean up
mm-hmm.
my house, I got to
mm-hmm.
get my life together, I got to
mm-hmm.
get this daggone blood sugar in check, I got to bring this blood pressure down. Instead of us saying that, we're there running around with little masks like that's going to
right.
do anything, and afraid
right.
to look at each other like that's going to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we're getting checked off the list, because
yeah.
we are not paying attention to the truth. And he's told us the truth. He told us
mm-hmm.
what's going to get you the chronic illnesses. But you're not paying attention to that. You're looking at
mm-hmm.
the red herring that he's thrown out there. Oh, hand sanitizer, toilet paper, like that's
mm-hmm.
going to save your behind.
Not
going to do anything.
Not gonna do it. Nope,
it's
not going to do it.
No, that's not going to do it.
Please reach out to Dr. Clark and
yeah.
myself and get your stress in order. That
mm-hmm.
is what's going to drive the compromised nature of the immune system. If you are caught up in fear, it compromises
yes.
your immune system. If your
yes.
thoughts
mm-hmm.
are depleting and you're thinking, oh, my God, it's going to get me. Well, guess what? It's
mm-hmm.
going to get you.
I love it.
Yes.
We never have enough
and
time to talk about all this, but Dr.
The
Clark,
man.
Go ahead.
No, yeah. you know, I just want to piggyback. Like you said, we could be on another two
yeah.
hours, but not only that,
absolutely.
You know, the mask. I mean, if they knew
yeah.
the science
yeah.
behind how it will distress you, okay?
Oh,
right.
It doesn't
right.
help you.
Cuts off your oxygen.
Yeah.
It reduces your
yeah.
the oxygen level. So
yeah.
you're walking
right.
around, everything they put out there, you're like a puppet.
Mm.
And that's
mm.
what I'm
mm.
saying. It is a mind game. If they have your mind, that's it.
Mm.
As far as the church, I have to say this. One of the reasons
mm.
why I really feel spiritually why they have not opened, because
mm-hmm.
that is a part of the plan. That is a part of God's
yeah.
plan. Let me clarify
mm-hmm.
that. Because the churches have not stepped up to do what they're going to do. So it's cleanup time.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Many
hey,
are
ladies
gonna
and gentlemen.
The churches aren't going to make it. They're not
yep.
going to make it.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
They're not
yep,
going to make
you're
it.
Absolutely. Yep. I love it. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is My Health, Your Health with Dr. Lena Clark and Dr. Michelle Gamble, some of the two awesome, qualified, beautiful black women on the planet. We're talking about mental health, mental illness, and also, too, we've been talking about our black men and boys being killed. That was our first by law officers around the country. That was our first half, and so much more we can talk about, but we're going to be doing this more and more in the future. We're going to be doing it on webinars and audio and blog talk radio and everything, so we're kind of excited. But Dr. Clark and Dr. Gamble, I want to have everybody, if you don't mind, give out your contact information one more time, and we'll close this baby out. I love it. Thank you so much. And final thoughts.
Absolutely. You can reach Lena, Dr. Lena Clark, at www.lenagclark.com. Also, you can send emails to lena@lenagclark.com or miraclemindglobal@gmail.com. Phone number 1-833-8-MYMIND.
Thank you so much, Dr. Clark. Any final thoughts, Dr. Clark, there?
I just want to say, you know, to the listeners and viewers, to pay attention.
Yeah.
I am very adamant
deep.
About that. Pay
attention. Absolutely. Pay
attention, don't
folks.
Follow the people.
Nope.
Follow
nope.
your calling.
Absolutely.
Surround yourself around people. If you don't know, ask questions. Those that are a little bit up, that think they are, don't forget to send the elevator back down for those
mm-hmm.
that need assistance.
Absolutely.
You've gotten too far with whatever degrees you have that you can't reach back and help those that are hurting, because it's going to take, like Dr. Gamble said, a village. It
mm-hmm.
always
mm-hmm.
takes a village. That has not changed. So that's what I want to leave with our people, to please wake up,
yeah.
pay attention. There's a spirit
yeah.
of slumber going on right now, and we've got to wake up.
Absolutely. You also, too, I want to add before we go to Dr. Gamble, is I want to add to let everybody know, turn that television off, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Turn it off. Now, the reason why, I haven't had televisions for 10, 20 years now almost in my household because of this reason we're talking about, because it was stifling my creativity. But television, TV, ladies and gentlemen, stands for takes vision. The TV takes your vision and gives you theirs vision for what they want you to do. So television takes vision. Stop the TV, ladies and gentlemen, stop it and get back to your creative self. If you want to watch TV, go own a television station. That's what we're talking about. There's nothing wrong with television, but you need to own it. You need to own a station, right? Own the station, own whatever you want to do, but go out and do that. That's what we're talking about. Dr. Gamble, any final thoughts and also your contact information? Thank you so much.
Okay. My final thought is this, ladies and gents. You are divine beings with extraordinary power to heal in the face of any and every form of adversity. That is why it is imperative that you get yourself in a community that recognizes, honors, and nurtures the beauty and the power of who you are. If you would like to reach me, you can feel free to give me a call, 850-725-8322. You can also visit our website, sankofahealing.com, S-A-N-K-O-F as in Frank A, sankofahealing.com. You can also reach us on Facebook, LinkedIn, and you can visit our YouTube channel where we have over 100 educational videos on a variety of healing and wellness topics.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Gamble. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to My Health, Your Health with Dr. Lena D. Clark and Dr. Gamble on the network here. And we're just excited about both of them being with you, docs. I thank you so much for your time, specifically your wisdom, and of course, your professionalism on the topics tonight. Thank you so much and can't wait to do this again. This is your network as well, ladies and gentlemen, along with the doctors. Our goal is to get the information out, the correct information out, and also to motivate you, right? Motivate you to what you need to do. I love it. Well, Dr. Clark, Dr. Gamble, thank you so much. And we're going to be with you guys again tomorrow. So I'm excited about that. And we're looking forward to taking it to another level in that area. And guys, I want you to get excited about what God is doing in your life. And we don't want you to God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a love, power, and a sound mind. That comes with knowledge, ladies and gentlemen. You got to have knowledge to know that, okay? So I want to encourage you to know that God loves you. He cares for you. And guess what? He wants the best for you. And the only way you get that is through his word and also by being knowledgeable of what's going on today as well. All right. All right. Hey, we're going to get out of here, guys. Give you a time back here. We got about 3 minutes to go. But again, Doc, thank you so much, Dr. Campbell. Give love to your families and everybody that you know. Keep praying, guys. You got to pray. But also with prayer, you got to take action, right, as well. Dr. Gamble and Dr. Clark, thank you so much. You guys are awesome. Love you guys. Take care. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. God bless.
All right. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this has been My Health, Your Health with Dr. Lena Clark and Dr. Michelle Campbell. Ladies and gentlemen, we are so excited about them being with us today. And also, it's just an honor to haven't met them physically yet, but just to know them. They're my sisters in the Lord and my sisters professionally and my sisters in humanity. I love it. And we're going to do whatever we can do to push them forward and to get the word out on what they know about your health and my health today. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Hey, guys, remember, I'm going to leave you with this real quick. I'm going to leave you with Harold Melvin in the Blue Notes that says, everybody, you need to wake up. Wake up out there. Everybody wake up. But always, always out love, out forgive, and out serve each other. You guys wake up out there, okay? Remember to keep it moving, guys. Keep it moving. We love you so much. Take care. Bye-bye. This has been My Health, Your Health with the doctors and your host, Kevin Vaughn. God bless you now. We'll see ya.
When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who care.
catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be.
No, 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 no.
Better. We gotta change it, just you and me. Need a little help, y'all.
Yes,
need a little help.
Say it for
need some help, y'all. Change the world. What it used to be.
Can't
do it alone.
Can't do it alone.
Need some help, yeah.
Need some help, yeah.
No more sleeping in bed. No more backward thinking, time for thinking ahead. Wake up, all your teachers, start to teach a new way. They're the ones that suffer each and every day. Teach the children,
teach the baby,
teach the baby.
Clark and Dr. Gamble, Michelle Gamble, ladies and gentlemen, we just had a great time tonight. The subjects tonight were the killing of our black men and boys and mental illness and mental health. We'll see you next time, okay? Look out for the programming on social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, or text me, Kevin Vaughn, at 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. Take care, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you. And remember, Jesus is Lord. God bless you. Bye-bye.